What's going on, everybody? This is Jerry from The Bank Job, and it is time for your NBA timeout. How is everyone doing today? Today is the 15th of December. It is Thursday. We are going to sum up everything that happened on Wednesday night. Starting with the Toronto Raptors versus the Philadelphia 76ers. As I told you guys yesterday, this is a game that if you really want to watch the Raptors win a game, here's your chance. And that they did. With DeMar DeRozan, 31 points, 17 and 10 from Valanciunas. Kyle Lowry adding 20 points and getting 13 points apiece from Terrence Ross and Corey Joseph off the bench, really helping to lift this team above and beyond the 76ers. Joel Embiid did not have a good day. He rolled his ankle in warmups. Then he got elbowed in the face and by his own teammate during the game. A rough go around for him. By the end of it all, he only had 9 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 block, and 2 steals. So still doing a share of work both sides of the court, but just not the overall dominance that they needed him to have. Covington had 26 points, 12 rebounds. Sergio Rodriguez and Henderson both had 16 points. Another 17 from Jahlil Okafor. So they did have a good effort from their starting five despite the loss. The final score, 123-114, Toronto Raptors, winning 10 out of their last 11 games. Charlotte was up against the Washington Wizards this week. This is a good matchup to see how these guards play against each other. I really like to see Kemba Walker and John Wall play against each other. They're two of the, I don't want to say top tier, but like mid-upper level class point guards. They're very good. They have lots of talent. They just don't get much recognition because they don't really win that many games. So in this game, they faced off. One of them had to win a game, and in this case, it was John Wall. Last night, he played very well. 25 points, 10 assists, 7 steals. 7. That is insanity. How do you get 7 steals? Absolute craziness. I believe he's tied for the record now of most steals by any player on the Wizards. I'm sure he'll break it next game. It's insanity. That stat is crazy. What a great night he had defensively and offensively. He had help from Bradley Beal, who got 20 points, 9 boards. Martin Gortat, 16 points, 12 rebounds last night. Very good effort from them. They deserve the win. The final score, 106-109. Kemba Walker also played very well, 17 points, 9 assists. Throwing in 6 rebounds in there as well. Very good rebounding numbers from a very undersized guard. Nikola Batum, 20 points, 8 assists. Cody Zeller, 18 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist. And 2 of his points came very critically as John Wall himself turned the ball over with seconds remaining at the inbound. So Charlotte got the ball back, gave it to Cody Zeller, and he did work with it. But ultimately, not enough for them to come out with the victory. Once again, final score 106-109, Washington. The next game, the LA Clippers versus the Orlando Magic. The Magic made this game a whole lot closer than it should have been. It was a really good night for Austin Rivers. He had 25 points. That was the game high for the Clippers. And 7 of 10 from the three-point land. Great night for him shooting. I'm sure he was stoked to have a good night like that. You had great numbers from their starters. 16 points from Chris Paul. J.J. Redick added another 10. DeAndre Jordan, 22 and 12. Blake Griffin, 23 and 7. Very good numbers from them. Also, DeAndre getting 3 blocks in there and a steal, playing super well. Orlando, this young team had a few very good players for them. 33 points from Aaron Gordon, playing really, really well, way above his stats for the regular season. He averages about 10 a game. But last night, 33 points, 7 rebounds, 24 from Evan Fournier. Bismack Biyombo getting 9 points. points and 12 rebounds. The thing that they need is they need Serge Ibaka to be at least a 17-9 player. And last night he was 8-8. So not quite what they needed. They got good assistance from Jeff Green off the bench, who scored 19 points, but it still was not enough. I didn't think that they were going to even be as close as they were in this game. So the fact that they hung in there was very impressive to me. Final score, 113-108, Clippers. The next game to be played was the Indiana Pacers playing the Miami Heat. This game was very close for two pretty bad teams in the East. I say pretty bad because Indiana is bad, but still they are 500 in the Eastern Conference, which is absolutely absurd to me that these teams that are that bad and teams that we think are kind of good all have the same 500 record. The East is all up for grabs, as we already know. Let's talk about this game. Miami played very well last night, thanks to a man named Hassan Whiteside. 26 points, 22 rebounds for him, playing super, super well. Getting another 15 points from Tyler Johnson off the bench. I think it's James Johnson. Is that who's there? Yeah, James Johnson got another 14 for them. Great night from them, spreading the ball around. If they did not have Hassan for rebounds, I don't know what they would do. They wouldn't have put up much of a fight on the rebounding boards at all, I think, last night. The Indiana Pacers had a good night from Paul George last night. 22 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. C.J. Miles got 15 points off the bench. Rodney Stuckey and Jeff Teague both put up 10. Michael Turner ended up with 11 points and 7 boards. And he got 5 blocks last night. Very, very good numbers from him. What they wanted to see from the start of the season. So good effort. Hopefully he can do a little bit more offensively, but his defensive effort is definitely there right now. The final score of this game was 89-95 Miami. This one was back and forth the entire matchup, but ultimately Miami had just a little bit too much going for them, so they put it away late. Final score once again, 89-95 Miami. The next game, the LA Lakers playing the Brooklyn Nets. LA has been on a bad losing streak recently, starting when Nick Young got injured. And since then, it has been a rough go around. Nick Young played last night. He played 30 minutes last night, so he's back to around his usual playing time. He ended up with 14 points, 4 boards. Timothy Mozgov, 12 points, 13 rebounds. They did not have anybody really to take over this game. They shared the ball pretty well, but ultimately, you really need a guy like that Nick Young or a Julius Randle, once he gets his bearings back in the NBA, to really be a dominant force in the NBA. Nick Young has proven that he's a scorer, and he can get the ball in the basket when they need him to. And last night they needed him to, and he did not. Brooklyn, however, played very well, surprisingly. It's not very often we see a good outing from them. Kilpatrick put up 22 points. Brooke Lopez, 20 points, 7 boards, playing super well. Trevor Booker, 8 points, but 18 rebounds, doing work on the boards for them. Bogdanovich also throwing up 23 points and 4 boards. They had just a good combination of players that was able to get the ball in the basket and able to play good defensive work. The final score of this one was 97-107, Brooklyn Nets. The next game, Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Memphis Grizzlies. Cleveland played a very interesting starting lineup as they sat Kyrie Irving, LeBron James, and Kevin Love. They all stayed back home. Coach Tyronn Lue wanted them to sit and rest for this game. This was not a good go-around, as you can imagine. Even playing against a very broken Memphis team. They did not stand a chance at all. The final score of this one was 85-93 Memphis, as Memphis finally gets a good victory for themselves again. They just needed some momentum going their way. Marc Gasol played last night, so that was much different than the previous night where they did not play. Vince Carter also back playing again. Hit a couple of threes last night. 20 points from Tony Daniels off the bench, 17 from Marc Gasol with 11 boards, and 16 points, 8 rebounds, 3 steals from Tony Allen. So they had a good effort on the defensive end, and that leads to transition buckets, and that leads to wins, people. 85-93 Memphis. The next game, the Sacramento Kings versus the Houston Rockets. In this game, it was pretty much Houston trying to see how many three-pointers can I shoot in one game. And they managed to do some crazy numbers. 42 three-pointers were attempted this game. 22 were made. They played absolutely ridiculous from the three-point line. Really good night for shooting-wise from Trevor Ariza, from Ryan Anderson, James Harden. Eric Gordon also put up 3 three-pointers as well. They just dominated the floor with three-pointers and just ran to the finish line while the Kings were still trying to drag themselves along. James Harden got a triple-double last night, 15, 11, and 14. Decker ended up with 19 points off the bench, a really good effort from them. Ryan Anderson finally doing some work on the offensive end of things, 22 points, 6 rebounds last night. Sacramento played not so great. DeMarcus Cousins did not play last night, so that is pretty much the main reason why they played as bad as they did, showing that for this team to have any sort of chance at making an 8 seed, which is very, very unlikely at this point in time, Boogie needs to be out there every single game, or else it ends up like this one. Final score, 98-132, Houston Rockets. Absolute obliteration. The next game, Detroit Pistons playing the Dallas Mavericks. I can't really find it like an even matchup for the Mavs. Maybe if the Mavs played like a junior varsity team from like the best high school in the world, maybe they'd win a few games that way. This game was Detroit's game. No chance for Dallas. Reggie Jackson put up 20 points. Andre Drummond only put up 3 points. 3 points in this game. But he had 17 rebounds, which ultimately helped his team out a lot. John Luer off the bench putting up 19. That's pretty much all Andre Drummond's numbers where it would have been. Markieff Morris putting up 12. Dallas not having too much go their way. Darren Williams, 16 points. Harrison Barnes getting 19 points. Let's see these rebounding numbers because they do not look even close. 30 rebounds for Dallas. And how many for Detroit? 50. Yeah, that's what I thought. That's pretty much why you lost. Right there. Not even close. Final score, 95-89, Detroit basketball. Next game, Oklahoma City Thunder playing the Utah Jazz. Last night, Russell Westbrook was really upset. So let's see how he played this night. I don't imagine much different. He usually plays pretty angry, but he's definitely happier when things are going his way. He can use that aggression and turn it into more points. Last night, he had 27 points, only 6 rebounds and 5 assists, which is very, very strange for us, as we see him so very often get triple-doubles or close to it. Didn't change his average quite yet. He's still averaging that triple-double. Steven Adams also had 10 points. Enes Kanter, 19 points, 2 rebounds. He's playing pretty well. A lot better than I expected, a lot more than his average has been. He averages 12 points a game, but recently he's been playing a whole lot better than that, and it's definitely been needed from them. Utah last night, however, just kind of ran around in circles around OKC as their passing was on point, and they made sure that they got that extra ball movement so that way they made better looks at the basket. And that's exactly what it turned into. It turned into points. 12-12 from Rudy Gobert last night. Rodney Hood, 25 points. 17 from Gordon Hayward. Sheldon Mack put up 15. I'm just so shocked with how this team plays, as good as they have been doing. And they're still doing it without George Hill out there. So keep on doing your thing, guys. You guys got it. They have a good momentum going, and I hope that they continue. They've won 9 out of their last 11 games, so continue to do that and make your push in the West. They're 16-10 quietly, very quietly this season, as not very many onlookers are looking at that right now. 89-109 Jazz. The last and final game of last night, 101-108 San Antonio. This game was not as close as the score might tell you, because on one side of the court, you had MVP candidate Kawhi Leonard, who put up 26 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, and 1 block, just doing work both sides of the court. Pau Gasol also adding 17 points, 13 rebounds. Tony Parker, 16 points, 7 assists last night. Also getting a good addition, 12 points from Manu Ginobili. Patty Mills and Deadman got 10 points apiece. Really good effort from both their starting five and their bench support as well. Boston is kind of where they lacked in the bench support category. They had some good support, but not what they needed. Avery Bradley, 25 points last night, 15 from Jay Crowder. Really good effort from them, but they did not have... Isaiah Thomas last night, he sat out. And even with San Antonio sitting LaMarcus Aldridge last night, Isaiah Thomas is such a integral part of that team. So we hope for a speedy recovery with his injury. It looks like he'll be coming back soon, but I'm sure that Boston cannot wait for him to be back on the court. Tonight there are 5 games. The Bulls are playing the Bucks at 8 o'clock. That is a great game to watch. Two teams that will probably be duking it out for the lower half of the playoff bracket in the East. The Pacers are also playing the Pelicans, which would be a good matchup. The Portland Trailblazers are playing the Denver Nuggets. Phoenix is playing against San Antonio. And the New York Knicks are playing at the Golden State Warriors in Oakland. If you want to see possibly Klay Thompson make 80 points, I suggest watching that game because that'll be around that point. Thank you for listening today. I don't know why you did, but thank you for being here with me. I appreciate it. If you guys would like to comment, rate, subscribe, do any of those things, it would be much appreciated. Comment on iTunes, send me a tweet. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. All right, later.